Hello again. My name is Vladimir Cherakhov. I'm CEO of Odesky Mir Company. With our team, Anna Garmanova, Head of Finance Department, and Sergey Levitsky, Head of IR, we will do a small presentation about financial results of the first half of 2019. So I will start presentation from page number 3. Financial highlights. So we changed our plans for this year for new stores. Our previous plan was to open at least 70 stores. Now we are completely sure that we will open more than 90 stores for this year. We already opened during the first half of the year 23 new stores. Till today, we opened already 33. So as usual, we are going to open majority of new stores during the last quarter of 2019, and we are completely sure we will open more than 90 stores this year. Some words about like-for-like growth of our revenue. So nowadays our revenue growth is more than 16%. Like-for-like for our company for the first half was 6.9%. This is the highest like-for-like between all public retailers in Russia. And we are sure that we will continue our growth this year with the same speed, with quite similar like-for-like, because we see that, for example, back-to-school season, our sales are quite good. About profitability, adjusted EBITDA growth was about 20%, and we have the same EBITDA margin, approximately the same EBITDA margin, so we are completely sure that we will finish 2019 with the same adjusted EBITDA margin like we had in 2018, for example, not worth any case. Cash generation, the same picture, we have quite high cash conversion, 83%. So this year we are going to open not less than 90 new stores. We are going to pay dividends to our shareholders after 9 months. And at the same time, we are going to close the year with the same, even maybe better, net debt EBITDA ratio by the end of the year. And I'm proud to say that our online growth are quite high, more than 70%, and we are going to keep the same high speed of online growth because our team is focused in growth of our online business. Let's move to the next slide. Key business initiatives. The main important thing, I think, is our e-commerce business. What we did during the first half of the year, we already launched a mobile application in Kazakhstan. A couple weeks ago, we launched in-store pickup in Kazakhstan stores, and I'm sure that during the next 2-3 years, it will be one of the key drivers of growth our revenue in Kazakhstan. Maybe the most important thing is that some weeks ago we launched in 17 our largest cities new service. It is cheap and fast delivery. According to the service, we deliver goods in 17 largest cities in average in 6 hours, and it costs just 99 ruble, so less than $1.5. It works very well. It's growing very fast. We see it in our reports. We have idea to start a project which is called Marketplace, but it would be better to say about it, I think, during the beginning of 2020. Nowadays, we just collected the team for this project. About geographical expansion. We successfully entered Belarus market. We have some stores in Belarus. We are completely satisfied with revenue which we have in those stores, and I can say that profitability of our business in Belarus is even higher than profitability in Russia market. So we are going to continue our expansion in Kazakhstan. In Kazakhstan we have extremely like-for-like. Like-for-like in Kazakhstan is 37%. We increase our revenue in Kazakhstan more than on 50% this year. And of course we are going to continue new store opening in Kazakhstan market also. Some words about private brands and direct import. I want to say that we continue to increase share of our private brands. The biggest impact it had in toys category. We increased share of direct import and private brands in toys from about 20% to 27%. I think it helps us to keep high margin on this category. And some words about those other. We already opened some stores, 8 stores. We're just testing this category. It's too early to say about financial results, but we are going to continue new store opening for those other stores also. Thank you. Anna Germanova will continue our presentation.
Thanks, Vladimir. First of all, let me remind you that also the company has applied IFRS 16 from the 1st of the January of 2018. We continue to present our financial results, which was calculated according to the old and new standards, because we think that this approach allowed to more accurately assess the dynamic of our business growth. Also, I would like to pay your attention that the methodology of calculating the lease term was updated for the audited results for the full 2018. That's why the financial results using the IFRS 16 for the Q2 and the first half of 2019 are presented according with the updated methodology. Let's move to the slide number 5 and discuss our financial results in details. Despite on tough macro and declining in consumption demand, we continue to keep a very high level of the like-for-like and sales growth. Our total revenue growth for the Q2 was 16%, the same growth we had in the first half of 2019. And of course, the main drivers of such growth was our like-for-like. As Vladimir has mentioned before, we had the best like-for-like among the all public retailers. And for the first half, it was 6.9% for the both segment Russia and Kazakhstan, including a very high level of number of the ticket, more than 8%. In part of Kazakhstan, we achieved impressive results. In Kazakhstan, the revenue growth was about 50%, and in Q2, we reached revenue in the amount of 676 million rubles. Also, we continue to expand our retail chain. In Q2, we had opened 70 new stores, and in April, we opened 4 stores in Belarus in Gomel city. We are more than happy with the results in Belarus. It's higher than our expectations was, and we are going to reach break-even EBITDA in Belarus for the full 2019. Some words about our assortment. We had successfully sales in toys and the fashion. The total share of toy sales in our total revenue was 26%, and we significantly increased the share of private label and direct import in the toys, and we reached 16%. In Q2. Also, as I mentioned before, we had good sales in the clothing and footwear, and its in our total revenue in Q2 was 27%. Somewhat about our online segment, the growth of our e-commerce in Q2 was 71%, and for the full half of this year it was also 72%, and we significantly increased the share of online sales in our total revenue. For the first half of this year it was 9.8%, 1 year ago we had only 6.6%. Let's move to the next slide, somewhat about our profitability. We continue to keep very attractive retail price for attract new customers from our competitive retailers. As a result, our gross margin slightly decreasing in Q2, and in the first half of this year we had the same dynamic, and our gross margin was 31.5% compared with 1 year ago when we had 32.3%. But despite on it, we generate a lot of traffic, and we think that it's our strategy is successfully. I told you that we continue to develop our own private label. In Q2, the total share of our own private label and direct import reached the level of 42% in Q2. On the other side, we continue to keep our strategy in part of improving operating efficiency. That's why we continue to decrease our G&A cost as a percent of the revenue. For the Q2, we decreased this cost by 1%. For the first half of this year, for the more than 1%, the main drivers of such decreasing was rent and our marketing cost. Due to it, the growth of our adjusted EBITDA for the first half of this year was 21%, and we reached 5.3 billion rubles in absolute figures. The EBITDA margin was 9.5%, and it was higher than we had 1 year ago. 1 year ago, it was 9.2%. Let's move to the next slide, page number 7, some thoughts about our cash flow. As you can see at the bottom left part of the slide, we continue to keep a very high level of cash conversions, not less than 83%. In part of our operating cash flow, you can see that we had negative influence from investment in our net working capital, but there are some issues which influence to such investment. First of all, our seasonality of our business. You know that usually we have very high sales and purchase in Q4. So for the next year, we needed to pay for such purchase, and it's influence to our investment and working capital. Also, we fronted with some reschedule of purchase and payments between quarter in part of our private label and direct import contracts. In case of private label supplies, the volume of purchase is larger, but the frequency of the purchase is less. So we needed to pay them more and earlier compare with contracts which we had before with some representative offices in Russia. But on the other side, let me remind you that the gross margin for such contracts is higher, about 10%, compared with other contracts. In part of the CapEx, we invest in the first half of this year about 1.6 billion rubles in CapEx, including about 300 million advance payment for our building which we had bought for our flagman stores, and also we pay about 378 million rubles for the equipment for our new DC. That's why our free cash flow for the first half of this year was minus 4.6 billion rubles, but for us it's the usual situation since we're absolutely sure that we improve our operating cash flow and our cash flow in the second half of this year. Let's move to the next slide, page number 8, some words about our financial policy. As you can see, our net debt to the end of the first half of this year was 26 billion rubles and our leverage was 1.9 times. The main impact which influenced to increasing of our leverage was some extra investment in our DC, which we had in the end of the last year, and also some investment in our net working capital. We have the undrawn credit limits to the end of the first half in amount of 23.5 billion rubles. Let me remind you that all our debt is denominated in ruble and we hadn't got any fixed risk in our debt. We continue to decrease our average interest rate. To the end of the June of 2019, it was 8.8% due to our bond, which we successfully had issued in the April of this year. The nominal value of this bond was 5 billion rubles and coupon rate was 8.9%. Let's move to the next slide, page number 9, somewhat about our net income and return to our shareholders. As Vladimir has mentioned before, in May we paid the last part of the dividend for the last year, and we continue to pay all our net profit as a dividend, and we do the best to continue this practice. You can see that in total, the growth of our net income in the first half of this year was 14%, but let's remind you that we pay dividends from our net profit, which we calculate according with IFRS standards, not IFRS standard, and the growth of our net income, which calculated according with our RAST standards, is high. And let's move to the next slide, what's about our guidance. The main update was in the number of the stores. As Vladimir has mentioned before, we're going to open at least 90 new stores. And we continue to keep our strategy in part of keep the gross margin of EBITDA at least 10%. I think that's all. We're ready to answer to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start now Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question from Nikolai Kovalev, VTP Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a question on your gross margin. We saw a quite sizable decline. It's like several parts. So first, can you comment on your commercial margin, how much it changed year on year, given your product mix is also changing with a greater share of private label and direct import? And also a more strategic question. You generally comment on that your competitors are quite seeing deteriorating operating stance and now cannot really cope with your pricing policy. So can you guide us for how many quarters you would generally anticipate declining gross margin and correction in profitability and why you are doing so?
Thank you for your question. So about our margin, I want to mention, like I did before, some years, I think, our goal is to provide to our shareholders double-digit EBITDA. So for us, it doesn't matter how big or small is margin on our goods, because idea is the following. We will provide this year, I think, EBITDA margin not less than we provided previous year, and at the same time we continue to invest in pricing, and we see the result. We have the highest like-for-like among all players in Russia market. We have one of the highest growth in e-commerce business, more than 70%, And I'm completely sure that we will provide the same by the end of this year, for example. So our main goal is to provide double-digit EBITDA to our shareholders, and we don't care about margin on our goods. It could be, it could increase or decrease. It doesn't matter. It helps us to attract people to our stores at the same time, and you could see how react our competitors. If we speak about specialized retailers, main players are closing their stores. For example, Krabli company closed 15 stores during the first half of the year. So we are focused on our strategy to do consolidation of the market. Thank you.
Okay, maybe I'll a bit add to my question. You, of course, in the last couple of years saw quite good improvement in SG&A costs, but now they're more or less stable and prime improvement comes from rent. So would you anticipate like similar improvement in SG&A cost and rent next year, or you still see quite sizable room for optimization?
You know, every year we plan that we will keep at least on the same level our rental costs. But as a fact, we see that every year we improve our payment, I mean decline our payment to landlords. I think for next year we will have the same plans and I hope the same execution.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question from Alexey Krivoshapko, Prosperity. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you please update us on how much money do you plan to allocate to CapEx this year and how much of that would go into IT and maintenance and into store openings?
Alexey, thank you for your questions. You know that our plan to invest about $3.5 billion as a CapEx, and for the opening new stores, we are planning to invest about $1.5 billion. I think that about such sum.
And this $2 billion remainder, how it will be split between maintenance and IT, roughly speaking?
You know, in part of the maintenance, usually we invest about 400 million rubles, about maybe 500, not more. And in this year, we also invest about 300 million rubles in SAP license.
Okay, so the remainder will be what? 2 billion less 300 plus 300.
Yes, but you know that about 300. I'm sorry. Could you repeat your question?
No, I mean Anna, you said that CapEx will be between 3 and 3.5 billion for 19, of which store openings will be approximately 1.5 billion. And you also said that maintenance is around 300 and SAP is around 300. So my question is, like, what will be the rest?
You know that we invest about 1 billion rubles for buying the building for our flagman stores.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question is from Kirill Panarin, Princess Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone. Two questions, please. Firstly, on the marketplace, I understand you don't provide many details at this stage, but maybe you could just tell us a bit about the reasoning why you want to try and launch the marketplace, which seems to be a highly competitive segment. So just what's the rationale behind the idea? That's the first question. And then secondly, on the working capital, It's quite clear on the payable side, but what is the reason behind inventory turnover days increasing in the first half, and what do you expect going forward? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. About marketplace, I want to say that there were two reasons for launching this project in our company. The first is that we see that we demonstrated high growth of online business in our company during the last, 5 years, and became one of the leader in e-commerce in Russia. Our forecast for the end of the year for December is something like maybe 14% of online in whole our revenue. So we have quite strong team for growing e-commerce business. This is the first reason. And the second is that we see huge demand from customers for a wider assortment, especially in fashion goods like clothes and shoes. And we are going to be focused in this segment, first of all. And after that, maybe we will increase assortment in marketplace.
Okay, let's answer to the second part of your questions and part of the networking capital. You're absolutely right that we invest a lot in our networking capital, and its negative influence to our turnover of our inventory, and there are two factors which influence to it. First of all, as I have mentioned before, we significantly increased the share of private label. That's why our purchases are larger, but the frequency of this purchase are less. That's why we needed to pay more earlier, and we have some reschedule between the quarter. And the second issue which influence to decreasing in turnover of our inventory is our new DC. You know that in the end of the last year, we have bought the second DC. It's square about 1,600 square meters, so it's normal that it's negative influence to the turnover of our inventory, but we're absolutely sure that it's temporary impact. We fronted with such influences in 2015, which we have bought our first DC. And then in 1 year, the turnover of our inventory was improved. In this case, I think that we will front it with such influences in the future.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Maxim Mikasov, Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations with strong first half results. I have a couple of questions. So first of all, do I understand correctly that such low effective tax rate in the second quarter was a one-off, and what tax rate should we expect for the full year 2019?
Okay, Maxim, thank you for your questions. You know that every year we clarified our tax rate for the previous period, but usually we make it in the second half of the year. In this year, we made in the April, so we had such impact to our tax rate for the first half. But I'm absolutely sure that our tax rate for the full year will be normalized and will be at the same level which we had 1 year ago. But, you need to understand that our net profit for the first half of the year is about 30% from the full, our net profit for the full year. That's why we fronted with such impact to our tax rate in the first half of this year.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is on LTI. As I can see, the LTI costs have decreased in the second quarter year-on-year, and I was wondering whether you can provide the guidance for the LTI costs for the full year.
We think that our LTI cost for the full year will be about 550 million rubles.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
Online retail market in general. So how do you find the competition? Because like some of your competitors are growing also at a very healthy pace. So do you see the impact on the like brick and mortar part of your business? And yeah, maybe just share your view in general on the competition in this segment.
Thank you for your question. Competition is really tough, and at the same time, I want to mention that we have quite high growth, more than 70%, and we have profitable business. I mean, our e-commerce part of the business has the same profitability like our offline business also, with EBITDA more than 10%. We could grow even higher if we let us decline EBITDA. With negative EBITDA, we could increase our growth, I don't know, 3-5 times, but we don't need to do it. I believe we can continue growth with the same speed during the nearest some years, just because we see our competitive advantage in comparison with other online players. Our main competitive advantage is our retail chain, because we use it as an infrastructure to increase our online sales also. How it works? You know that a couple years ago we started in-store project in our retail chain. It means when customer wants to buy something, he put order using our website, and in 1 hour he can get his order in the store which he prefers. It was launched about a couple years ago. Nowadays we launched another project, another service for our customers. We deliver goods to our customers in 6 hours in 17 cities where we are presented, and we see that this service has a huge demand from our customers. It is very popular, and we are going to increase our sales using this service because at the same time it is much more profitable for us. We don't need to deliver goods from our warehouse. We find the nearest store to our customer and deliver goods directly from the store to our customer. It declines time which we need for delivery. It declines dramatically our cost. So using such kind competitive advantages, I think we will continue profitable growth of our online business.
Can you also maybe provide a comment a bit on the data coming on online segment? Because if you like read some articles, especially on Wildberries, and you see the data that your, for example, online presence is growing like 70% this year, and like maybe 70% last year, Wildberries is also growing like quite similar pace. But at the same time, the general like children's good market is growing at a very low rate, like 1%, like 3%.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean these numbers are not matching each other, so it means that somebody is like totally losing market share.
Yes, it's true.
Is it just the wrong data or something else? Is it just the wrong data or?
I think who is losing market share? Of course, offline players with bad developed online channel. There are many of them. I don't want to say their names, honestly, but we see how our competitors are closing their stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But do you see the impact on your brick-mortar part of the business as well? Because of the online segment?
No. Of course, no. Again, our like-for-like in our offline stores is about 7%, and this is the highest figure among all public retailers in Russia. So, of course, no. We see just cannibalization of other players in the market. I just want to mention that online growth of children goods, online growth is something like 30% in Russia. It's not zero. It's about 25-30%, something like that. But you are right. Growth of Wildberries company, for example, is similar to our growth, about 70-80%.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much for comments. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion remarks.
We would like to thank everyone for joining this call today. If anyone has follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.